Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
From the makers of The Earth is Flat and I'm Only Having One Beer comes I Call BS.
Well, this is where you can just call BS on anything you like. It doesn't have to be rugby league related, but today for me, boys, it is rugby league related. It's not often rugby league related for me, but I just wanted to call BS on Canberra Raiders player John Bateman, who suggested Hoops
here
should polish his bald head.
Here we go.
Because he's crap at being a journo. And like, I just, as your mate, Hoops, and as your mentor, I just take offence to this clown. He better hope I don't see him in the streets because this is no one speaks to my mates like that.
Mate, if he bumps you in the street, I'll tell you what'll be left. Yeah. There'll be the tongue of one shoe and an eyebrow.
No,
that's
mate,
it.
Listen, you've been bald since you were 19.
Like a kitten, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I like to stand up for me mates. You know I'm rock solid, and this bloke Bateman, he's lost my support. That's what I call BS on.
I tell you what, you get pretty good there. Like, you're like a really good mat.
I know.
Hair,
this doesn't go anywhere.
Doesn't go anywhere.
You wouldn't believe how many times I've got to get a cut. It just grows so quickly.
I know.
The BJK.
Mate, I'm sticking up for you. I know you feel bad about what happened.
And I don't feel bad.
No,
Why would I feel bad?
Because I can see it in your eyes, mate.
Oh, shut up.
There's somebody
Anthony,
having a go at you because
you're
bald.
Dribbler.
There's nothing you can do. You've spent more than half your life bald.
Mate, do you
and you're not a bad journalist.
Do you honestly reckon with a head like mine that it would worry me, a bloke bagging me about being bald?
Well, mate, I can see.
There's hope for the world. If I've managed to somehow forge a career on television, there is fair dinkum hope for the world, Anthony.
Exactly.
So a couple of little
and that's not
shit
just your
pot
hair.
Shots on shitter doesn't worry me.
Just your hair. And he's had a crack at you being
a
journalist.
I'll call BS on Johnny in relation to, I got the utmost respect for John as a player. I think he's really tough. He was one of my favourite players last season, the way he punched above his weight. And
not anymore, though.
No, he's still one of my favourite players. But what I won't cop tips about him is calling me a shit journo, because with due respect to John, if he wants to tell me how to run a good line or how to bash somebody, fair play. But he wouldn't know the first thing about being a reporter. And despite, contrary to popular belief, it's not the easiest gig in the world at times. And you've got to butt heads with people and you've got to have robust conversations and you end up in stinks like this.
Yeah.
So that's part and parcel of it. But I stand by the story. The story is 100% accurate, and we'll see where Johnny ends up playing next year.
Well said, Hoops. What would be your tip? Where do you think he will be playing next year?
If I had to call it right here, right now, I reckon the Bulldogs.
Okay.
I think the Bulldogs will offer him a 4-year deal beginning from next year on 800,000
plus. He's contracted with the Raiders next year.
Yeah, I know he is. But he's got permission, which we've since clarified, and Donnie Ferner went on the record about that yesterday.
They'd release him early, would they?
They would, yeah. Well, if he gets offered 4 years at $800,000 a season, I don't think they'll stand in his way. They got that much respect for him.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Paul, would you like to call... Gordy, would you like to call BS now?
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously we've been missing the footy, so just over social media, they've been picking sides and players and all that kind of stuff in our own... Fox, I think they had someone the other day. I'm just glad that they're not sitting on the Hall of Fame committee picking, you know, the greatest players. You know, I think Bradley Clyde didn't even make, you know, like a final. Like, Bradley Clyde is probably the best number 13 to have played the game. Obviously, Tamalolo hasn't finished his career. But, you know, he's probably the only guy that might take his mantle. But Bradley Clyde doesn't even get a mention. So, for all those guys that are out there on social media, think about the ones before that, and all the guys about my age and Paul's, you know, they're not on social media, so they don't get to vote on a lot of these things as well. So I like to call BS on some of those teams that have popped up and, you know, players that have won some of these polls.
Good on you, Gordy. It is a bit of a you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't, though, these picking your favourite players. But, Paul, would you like to call BS?
I'll just add to that. I'll call BS on the fact Benny Elias is in the Hall of Fame. That's my campaign for the year. Benny Elias should be in the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
He's not in the Hall of Fame. Everyone I talk to about it.
Are you serious?
Everyone I talk to about it assumes he's already there, which is why I think there's not an outrage that he's not there. Benny Elias changed the way hookers played the game.
Well, he was like a halfback.
He was. Mate, before Benny Elias, hookers were dour second rowers who could pass. That's the style of player they were. Benny came in, he had a kicking game out of dummy half. He could play first receiver and kick there on the fifth if he needed it. He had the show and go. He had deception in everything he did. Everything the modern hookers build on these days came from Benny Elias. And that, I just think it's disgraceful he's not there.
They had that, just to your point, they had that classic major semi between Souths and Balmain from 1989 on Fox League last weekend. And Balmain don't win that game without Benny. Like, he charges down a kick when the scores are really close. But just to your point, this shows you how versatile and how creative and how good Benny was. So he charges down this kick, and then Balmain score through Andy Courier off the back of it and go on to win the match. But then later in the game, as it's winding down in the closing stages, Sean Edwards actually comes on off the bench and ends up playing hooker for the Tigers. And Benny just slots in at first receiver. Yeah. And plays it off a break. No issue whatsoever. So,
look, 89 grand final, regard best ever. Benny was the best player on the field. He doesn't win the Clive Churchill medal because he was in the losing team.
And if his field goal was 2 inches higher, Paul,
they win the game. But he was the best player on the field.
Paul was 2 inches higher. Sorry, Paul.
What was that?
Paul was 2 inches higher. Hey, can I raise this, though, before we close the door on Benny?
Can you raise his chair?
Can we? I was at the 86 game. You would remember this one, Paul. The 86 game, the SCG.
Oh, with Mario.
Yeah, when he got
Talk us through it.
Well, I don't. Next thing I know, there's a blue on and Mario's gone.
So there was a scrum and didn't Benny bite
South
his hand?
South were in that game. South probably would have won that game.
Benny bit his own hand and he said the referee.
You serious?
Benny bit his own hand and then told the referee.
And said the referee, Mario bit me. So the referee said, Mario, you're off. Send him off.
Look, South had
one of the many injustices. Poor old Benny was he used to get the better of Mario all the time. And Mario is so honest and such a decent bloke. He just, it was an unfair fight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And but Benny used to do that all the time. Benny was one of the great sledges. Mm. One of the great sledges. And he...
most of them you can't repeat.
Most of them I can't. Oh, look, there's a classic one that
there's
goes
one
around
from
the
that game. I think.
There's one from that game that just put the...
Might have involved one of the other playmakers.
One of the South players right in his place.
Does Mario and Benny get on now?
No, I wouldn't say they get on. No. They're polite to each other, but they're never going to be mates.
Okay.
But I'll tell you something though. Like, I know Benny gets a hard time off people. One of the great joys in rugby league and about rugby league is, and I've seen it a couple of times in the past few years, is we have the occasional get-together with Fox Sports and whatnot, right? And Hoops is there and Gordy's there and whatnot. And I remember last year we were at a pub having a few beers and Blocker and Benny were talking to each other. And these are guys who have got nothing in common in their life outside of footy, okay? They just live completely different lives. But they played together for a long time. They played next to each other for a long time. And they made each other better as players. And here they are on this day last year having a beer with each other. And I remember sitting there and I was the third wheel there for a while in the conversation. And I remember thinking to myself, there's nowhere on earth these two blokes would rather be than right here, right now in each other's company.
Mm.
They were just enjoying each other so much.
Yeah.
And... Yeah, the day wore on and everyone sort of had a, you start to drift from group to group and you're talking to different blokes and all that. They just stuck next to each other the whole day. And when one started to move, the other just invariably drifted over as well because of how close they are. And I thought it was just a really, it's hard to describe, but it was a really nice example of what rugby league can actually be to people. Mm. That here are these two blokes who first met each other more than 30 years ago. And like I said, they've got in their lives now, there's no crossover in how they live their lives other than the fact they were mates 30 years ago and would still do anything for each other.
Yeah.
And yet here they were that day and they just sat there and just what they enjoyed more than anything was just each other's company.
Mm.
And I think that it was a really lovely thing to see out of two blokes. We won't admit it about each other, but they just enjoyed being in each other's company all day, just didn't leave each other. It was really nice to watch. And I thought that's the best of rugby league right there.
testament to that as well. You know, the rest of us all started to peel off in various directions as the evening wore on. Those two kicked on until well after midnight together.
Together.
Side by side.